This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, actor Danny Houston. He's coming up in just a second.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
From the people who brought you Cowbell's greatest hits, Bob and Tom Records presents the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. You'll get Journey.
Ooh,
you'll get Cat Stevens and Wild World.
Ooh.
You'll get Paul McCartney. It's the Eagles. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. It's the Steve Miller Band. Peter Frampton. Oohs, ahs, and ohs. And the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. The greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll, including whoever the hell this is. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. Act now and get Indianapolis Colts announcer Ted Marchabrota with the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Act now and get this extra special treat. Ted Marchabrota along with the Steve Miller Band.
Ooh.
Also a special appearance by Floyd the Barber from the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah.
Act now and get the original from the chick from the latest Bob and Tom album. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. Only from Bob and Tom Records.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee.
Hello.
We're going to check in with Christy Lee.
1212. Hello.
Christy is over there at the Cilac Insurance News Desk.
Okay. Singles tired of ghosting are now trying a new approach. It's called speed dumping, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Now, this is
like on somebody's porch or.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Oh, the speed. No,
it's a good way to send a
when
message.
You dump someone, it doesn't have anything to do with a bathroom.
No, it involves a breakup text.
Right.
After a dud first date. But of course, Tom thinks.
Speed dumping. Yeah.
I mean, the name speed dumping, I figure that's what we do here. Hey, we got just a couple minutes, but we got to get back on the air. We need to learn about speed
dumping.
That's
all dumping. We need to do about that
story.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason he wanted to do it.
Any more walking down that hallway, we're doomed.
A person informing the other party they're not interested in pursuing a relationship any further after a dud first date.
It sounds to me like a very mature thing to do.
Sure.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
I'm glad that this is way better than ghosting.
Oh, I agree.
Let the
proponents,
person off the hook.
That's what you just said. Prefer the honesty of a quick and polite parting.
Although, ghosting is so easy.
Ignoring is an easy way to get by in life, isn't it?
So you're this is for someone you're on an internet date, that, and then after it's over, you write them a long letter saying why.
Not necessarily an internet date.
No, you just go, hey, thanks for the coffee. I'm not interested in pursuing a relationship.
That would break
my
mind.
I don't think you have to do this until the person follows up. I think you're fine with not communicating until they say, hey, I'd love to go out again.
So if you go and meet someone for coffee.
Yes.
And you don't contact them again. Is that okay?
And they don't contact me again?
Right.
Yes.
But that's ghosting, isn't it?
No, that would be a mutual just not following up.
Okay.
I think it sounds like a ghost.
No, ghosting, that person has to contact the other person first. Like, hey, how are you? I sure had a great time, and then nothing.
I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Rather than me saying, I appreciate the coffee, but this is just
You know what? I don't feel like we had a connection. So.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I got told on a date that she didn't want to go out with me during the date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't want you here right now. How about that?
She told you during
She said I was deceptive. She said that picture of me at the Eiffel Tower, I appear like I'm 30. And she says, you're obviously not 30. I said, that's my website, and that's my whole career. That is me at 30 at the Eiffel Tower.
And you
you can see 60? you can see the Eiffel Tower being built.
And it was 1830.
That's because I'm old.
That's what gave it away.
You know what? I think I would have been upset.
Oh, we got maybe. We have a Mr. Houston, I think. Okay. Danny?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, it's great talking to you. If I may fanboy for just a second, when I saw you in the TV series Magic City, I was terrified.
I'm delighted to hear that.
It's one of those things. I didn't know you, and I said, wait a second, who is this guy? And I Googled him, and Jesus, I am scared.
I had a similar experience with Mr. Houston after I saw 30 Days of Night, where I believe you play Marlo, probably the most frightening vampire ever put to film.
Well, I'm very happy that I've scared both of you.
Yeah, well, enough compliments. Let's talk about the Naked Gun. First of all I have seen is the trailer, the previews, and it's hilarious. Tell us about what you're doing in the movie.
Well, I'm playing a villainous character of sorts, I guess. I have a scar on my cheek. That travels around my face from time to time. it's fitting into, you know, those archetypes, a couple of which you've already mentioned, but really servicing, you know, a wonderful, silly, you know, rather stupid, but very sharply written comedy.
Excellent.
Yeah. How long did you work on it?
A couple of months. I mean, when I read the script, I, you know, laughed out loud, so belly laughed, and I've worked with Liam Neeson before, it took me literally seconds to agree to do it, and we shot over a couple of months in Atlanta.
And did they take the scar off every day, or did you have to leave it on?
I would take it home.
Okay. Have you ever had to get a really bad haircut for a role and you were kind of embarrassed to go out to dinner with?
No, but you know, I have had these hair extensions sort of clipped into my hair. You know, they have a tendency of falling out, which can be rather terrifying first thing in the morning when you see, you know, a mound of hair on the pillow next to you, and you're like, what?
Now, I know that you spent a lot of your time in Europe. Are you good at sort of altering your accent? Can you go back to your boyhood accent really easily?
You know, I spent a lot of time growing. I've been all over the world all my life. So I can a little, yeah. I mean, it requires a little work, but I can sort of fall into different accents. I kind of have to choose what accent I'm going to use usually when I start a film, because I've got a really weird, sort of hybrid, odd accent, personally, myself.
Yeah. Is this the Danny Houston real voice we're getting, the real accent, or are you putting this on?
Who is Danny Houston? No, currently I'm not putting it on. It's too early in the morning.
Yeah. Danny, we've always heard that when you're filming a comedy like The Naked Gun, that it's actually kind of a serious set because you want to get all the jokes right and you want to hit the timing correctly, and that when you do a serious movie, there's actually a lot more levity when somebody yells cut. Did you find that to be the case making The Naked Gun?
Well, a lot of the delivery has to be sort of straight, and the characters, my character, Liam's character, certainly, but we don't really know we're in a comedy. You know?
Yes.
So it's got to be sort of serious delivery, and the challenging part is not sort of cracking up and falling into giggles. So Liam and I we had basically an agreement that we'd look at each other's foreheads if things got a little too close to us cracking up, and we're friends. So it's kind of like, in a way, you have to sort of, like a teacher would have to sort of separate you from class. that sort of thing. So it can become quite challenging, especially when you're trying to be serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're speaking with the very fine actor, Danny Houston, and we've mentioned a couple films that we've seen. You have a rather extensive set of movies you've been in TV shows, et cetera, et cetera. What type of role do they look for the most from you? Do you get kind of typecast because you're such a kind of scary guy?
I think they I think the villainous roles are the ones that usually people gravitate. But I love them. They're characters that you can really chew on. And you mentioned Magic City. Ben Diamond. He was a lot of fun, and it's great to play into that. I remember there was one scene in Magic City where I shoot a dog because it's barking and I'm on the phone, and I people just absolutely were so horrified by that. But there's also a joy in kind of doing stuff which is a little bit maybe pushing the envelope
Now, do you still have to audition for stuff, or when you've had a lengthy career such as yours, do they just call you and say, "Hey, do you want to do it?"
Well, thank God I don't need to audition. I think if I would, I would get the job.
Because I was talking to another actor friend of mine, and he still auditions all the time, and it's usually done by his wife. She'll take her iPhone. Yeah. There was a time when I guess you'd walk into some building and there'd be 20 guys that look just like you, and you'd all be trying the same thing. Now it's kind of a little home movie trick, but you're obviously beyond that, so you don't have to suffer through that.
Yeah, no, I'm thank God I'm beyond that. And that could be tricky in a relationship to have your wife film your auditions.
I could hear a woman going, "This is not supposed to be a nude scene. Cut that out." We're speaking with the very fine actor, Danny Houston, who scared the hell out of me a few years ago on Magic City. He's been in tons of stuff. Since you've been all over the world, here's a quick question. If you could take a summer vacation right now, where would you go?
Oh, wow. I love being at home. That's because I travel so much. I love being at home. But one of my favorite places in the world is Italy, and the Amalfi Coast, Mediterranean, the food, the temperature. Mm-hmm. And it's just, the beauty is just one of them. That's really where I would go. Italy. Yeah. Italy, the spaghetti and the food and the
I know this seems off topic. I'm just trying to figure out a place to go on my next summer vacation. Because I can't go to the beach. I fry. I guess I shouldn't be asking Mr. Houston questions about traveling in my life.
Danny, you're such a great presence on screen. Have you ever done any stage acting?
I've done a little stage acting in London, in England. The kid stays in the picture at the Royal Court in London. I enjoy it, but there is something that I find, which is quite repetitious about it, and if you have two shows in one day, you really do feel a little bit like you're a drunk telling the same story twice.
Are you pretty good at memorizing your lines?
I have to work hard at it, but I like to have it all down so I don't panic. It's important to me. So a lot of that is preparation and repetition.
Okay. One last question. Oh, you got to go here. If you're sort of going through the channels, bored one night, and you landed on one of your movies, not to suggest you wouldn't watch all of them, but is there one you'd always go, wait a minute, I want to see this one again?
You know, I think right now it would be The Naked Gun. It's just, you know, with all the horrors around the world and everything that's going on, just to have that sort of moment of levity and also to see it with other people, because there's this, you know, it's where laughter is contagious in the best way, and it's a tonic and it lifts our spirit, and that's a lot about what entertainment is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
To share that experience together.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
So, if I was with a group of people, I would choose The Naked Gun.
Excellent. We can't wait to see it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really psyched about it. I was really nervous about speaking to you, Mr. Houston, because of that. You just scared the hell out of me. Thanks for taking the time to remember the old days of radio. We really appreciate
yes.
you, and I can't wait to see the movie.
Oh, I can't wait for you to see it. And it was good talking to you, and I hope to scare you again in the future.
Thank you. I think maybe a sitcom dad who's also a murdering torturer. That'd be great. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Wow, that was great.
Yeah, and he's just a terrific actor, man.
No, unbelievable.
Yeah. He's one of those guys, when he's on screen, your eye just loves it.
It's one of those guys, you're watching it, and you go, wait a second, and you take your phone out and go, who is this guy?
And you go, oh, my gosh, he's been in this, and this.
Yeah, Aviator, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of stuff.
And, and sometimes you get really surprised. You go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me a couple of years ago. I said, who is this actress? And it turns out it was a friend of mine's daughter.
Huh. Of course it was.
No, she's great. She's in, what's the, Ozark.
Julia Garner, Ozark.
Yeah,
Julia
Ozark. Garner. Yeah, she's great. In any event, Danny Houston. Appearing in The Naked Gun, and I can't wait. It looks great. If you've seen the trailer, there's a great...
Yeah, Pam Anderson and Liam Neeson are now a new couple.
And the OJ joke?
That's the rumor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's in real life?
That's a rumor. There's inklings
good
of
luck
that.
To both. Good luck to yeah. both of them. Right now, I want to say a good luck to you in the future.
Because, all right. Okay, thanks, Tom.
We appreciate that. Yeah. Well, I think how sweet of you.
I think it'll be coming up in the next, yeah.
Well, I think it's important for you all to know that you do work for me. And
yeah,
when it's time to retire, the money's over, kids.
Please don't retire.
That's how he looks at it. You work for me, not with me.
Okay. Well, technically, you work with
no,
me.
No.
Go ahead.
The more I think about it, the horse is out of the barn.
I actually have to work. All right. I have to work with you.
No. Yeah. You don't have to. You certainly don't have to.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, die Wahl der richtigen Sticks kann alles verändern. Bei Meinl Stick & Brush ist jeder Stick perfekt gematcht. Pitch und Weight abgestimmt für absolute Balance. Premium-Qualität made in Germany. Spür den Unterschied, Meinl Stick & Brush.